So good, so good, so good.
Easter deals starting at just $25 are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means tons of fresh reasons to rack.
They've got the best gifts.
Because I always find something amazing.
Save on Easter finds from Kate Spade, New York, Calvin Klein, MAC Cosmetics, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
We want to talk about switching. Many are on the hunt for a new banking provider after the exit of Ulster Bank and KBC, and concerns have been raised over the lengthy paper-based process of switching accounts between banks. Now, is it necessary? Well, the banks say it is. The central banks say it ain't. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is on the line. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this seems an extraordinary situation. According to the banks themselves, it looks like you've got to write them a letter.
Yeah, we're back to the old pen and paper. Given how most of us are digitally enabled and use our mobile phones to do almost everything, it seems extraordinary that there's confusion out there between the banks and the central bank about switching bank accounts, whether it can be done by electronic means, which would be fast and efficient, or whether, you know, the banks, if they're switching you from one bank, one bank to another bank, whether they have to stuff forms into envelopes, send them out, get the forms back, you know, and just do it all. But that way, there's a row about this. Yeah, Pat, it is extraordinary.
Yeah. Now, Piers Doherty asked a question of the central bank, and Jerry Cross, their director of financial regulation, said in a letter, I don't know whether it was an electronic letter or delivered by hand, by courier, or indeed by the postal service. He says, while the legislative framework requires communication between stakeholders, it does not prescribe the channels or methods of communication. The legislative framework facilitates automatic and or manual processes, but does not favour one over the other. Therefore, there is no requirement for all or any of the communications between the banks and the direct debit originators to be paper-based. Now, he's saying there's no need for it, but the banks are saying, we want it.
Well, no, they're saying that's what their understanding of it is. They went into banks, you know, with their lobby group, the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, went into the Finance Committee in the Oireachtas and said, you know, one of the questions they were asked about is, you know, there's this thing called a switching code, which means if I'm kind of have to get a new bank account because I'm with, say, Ulster Bank, Pat, and I need to move over to, I have a new account, I've opened it with AIB, I should be able to tell Ulster Bank, look, I have a new IBAN here, I have a new account. Will you switch all my direct debits and standing orders? And you write out to Electric Ireland or Bord Gáis or whatever and tell them I have a new bank account. So from a set date next month or whatever, I'm to be switched. You do that for me. The banks are saying, well, our information is we have to do that manually with letters, and it's a manually intensive.
But they've been told by the central bank they don't. Jerry Cross
is saying, Piers Doherty kind of took up the banks on this and then saw clarification afterwards from Gerry Cross and the Central Bank. And the Central Bank are saying, well, actually, lads, no, it doesn't need to be paper-based. The law doesn't, as you read out there, Pat, the law doesn't prescribe the channels or methods of communication. You know, you can do this electronically, which would be far more efficient, far faster, would get rid of a lot of the delays. So to be at this point, Pat, with 500,000 people looking for new current accounts, for that sort of confusion to be out there at the moment between the banks and the people who regulate them in the central bank, for that kind of confusion to be still there at this stage seems extraordinary. We've known for a long time that Ulster Bank and KBC were leaving. You know, it's been heavily kind of promoted. You know, so it's extraordinary that there's no clarity there.
But Charlie, even in terms of the way to do things with a record, you've got an electronic digital trail which is timed and dated. Every correspondence you have with them, you've got a record of it. Whereas, you know, oh, it got lost in the post, or we didn't have a delivery that day, the postman was or postwoman was sick, that kind of stuff. None of that amounts to anything when you've got a direct digital trail. So much exactly, more convenient for the banks and for the customers. What are they on about?
Yeah, isn't it mad? You know, and especially when their lunch is being eaten by digital banking apps like Revolut and N26, you know, and Bunk coming in as well with Irish IBANs. And, you know, even the old traditional operators like the credit unions, they're pretty sharp now. About 250 of them have a current account, which is an app-enabled current account. Unpost has a good current account, and again, an app-enabled one. So for the banks to be harking back to the old paper-based systems at this stage when they're under pressure from digital operators seems extraordinary, that somebody wouldn't have clarified this themselves in the banks rather than it having to be done by Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin. So it's bonkers stuff, Pat. You scratch your head and go, what has gone on here? Piers Doherty now is very clear about it. He reckons, this is a deliberate process to undermine this switching code, which is, you know, the automatic process for switching you from one bank to another for your current account. He reckons it's deliberate, because if it was easy to switch accounts, more people would do it. New players might come into the market. So he's claiming it's deliberate. I put that to the Banking Federation. They kind of denied it and said, look, it didn't answer it directly, but kind of came back to me with funny answers along the lines of, they've been highlighting the importance to customers of weighing up options in advance of moving accounts. So, you know, something is amiss here, Pat. It's very strange that we've got to this point where people are getting letters saying you've 6 months to close your account, and the banks are saying, well, we have to do this with paper and pen and send post letters. Yeah.
But don't forget, this is the same shower that wouldn't open at normal business hours when people had to do more of their banking in branch. And they would close at lunchtime and they'd close early and it was almost impossible. You had to take time off work to cash a check. All that nonsense. They had to be dragged into the 20th century as it was then. And it looks like they're going to have to be dragged into the 21st century as well.
It does, Pat. And, you know, and one of them had to be wrapped on the knuckles, KBC. It turned around at one stage and said, we're going to write to you in June this month, and we're going to give you 3 months to close your account. And the central bank finally got its finger out and said, no, you're going to give them 6 months. But really, you're right, Pat. There should be far more pressure here coming from the regulator. I mean, the Financial Services Union and the Consumers Association have both said that the central bank needs to come down heavier on the departing banks and the banks that are accepting the accounts and tell them, look, you need to do more to facilitate people, Pat.
Gerry Cross has to get very cross.
He needs to get cross. Yeah, I mean, they're not just, you know, sitting back and and just deciding that, let this all play out. It's not good enough.
Yeah, before I let you go,
Charlie,
I have a question for you. You might be able to answer from Niall. He says, I have a large overdraft on my Ulster Bank account, which is always in the minus. I can't close my account due to this. Will my account simply switch when I have a new provider?
No. Yeah, you know, if you were KBC, your overdraft would switch over to the Bank of Ireland, but with Ulster Bank, you need to close that, get a new current account and get one where they'll offer you an overdraft, and you need to clear the overdraft, unfortunately. I keep asking Ulster Bank, what happens if people don't clear the overdrafts? And they're saying, look, we'll come to an arrangement with you. So, you know, but they won't clarify what exactly the arrangement will be. So, no, that just won't transfer, I'm afraid. You need to do it all again, and you'll be assessed, for your credit worthiness. So yeah, it's not going to be painless. This is part of the difficulties that people are facing, Pat.
All right. Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's a little spat, but one that can be sorted out so easily. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
So good, so good.
Easter deals starting at just $25 are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means tons of fresh reasons to rack.
They've got the best gifts.
Because I always find something amazing.
Save on Easter finds from Kate Spade, New York, Calvin Klein, MAC Cosmetics, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.